அகதிமுகம் வாழ்க்கை துன்புறுத்தலுக்குரிய வாழ்க்கை. ஒவ்வொரு நாளும் டிட்டன் சென்டர் லைஃப் இஸ் டோர்ச்சர் லைஃப்.
The detention center life is a torturous life. Every day they would head count three times, 5 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and another time that they don't reveal. It's around midnight, sometimes it's 1 or 1:30. This is to disturb people who are sleeping. Even if it's a child, that child's sleep is being disturbed. When you go to the dining area, there's always problems with the food that they provide. For 24 hours a day, you're always under control. In that 24 hours, all those mistakes made by the officers in charge of us and the immigration department are hurting us. The mistakes made by fellow detainees impact everyone in the detention center. For example, if one person breaks a TV, then it impacts everyone. They punish us collectively. We had to live in fear every single day. What we faced in the detention center every day was structured in a way for us to become sick people. During those 6 years in detention, I was one of the few people who did not attempt self-harm or suicide. I tried to be as strong as I can. I guess my experiences as a journalist may have something to do with it. What I saw, my character, and also my will to fight. When I saw certain things, I went in and questioned immigration rather than keep it to myself. But every day we relied on antidepressant tablets. The detention center is a factory to make mental patients. There were good counselors and bad counselors. There was one, I have forgotten his name. I still remember his face. When you go and see him, he will give you a balloon. It's the way he tortured people in those camps, where he makes people blow the balloon to the point where the balloon breaks, and he would tell us, "That is life." I asked him, "What do you mean by this?" He would just say, "That is life," and say, "Sorry, time is up. You have to go."
Today, I have been free from this factory, where sick people are becoming mad.
Today, I have been freed from this factory where sick people are being made. But I haven't been freed from the immigration department and their laws. And they're chasing me even to this date while I'm in the community. The name that they have for it is bridging visa.
The name that they have for this is bridging visa. Bridging visa.